It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Midweek Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, they're on the recent subject matter and comment about your hair color on our Hank Facebook Live an hour ago, exactly.
Thank you.
A moment we'll never forget.
Ever.
And ever evidently get over.
No.
Heather Lee.
There's not many country songs about gray hair, but to the year
1970.
And the great Roy Clark song.
Thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
Yeah. 1970s. Thank God in Greyhound.
I don't know how much longer.
The greatness of Roy Clark, who we need to mix in a little more, I think, here, Hank. The song came out September of 1970. It was the second single off the album I Never Picked Cotton by Roy Clark. It was a top tenner for him. It was more novelty song, of course. So a top ten for a novelty song is pretty strong. He even reached the lower ends of the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970, hit number 90 on there. So there were a lot of folks playing it. It was written by Larry Kingston and John Edward Nix. No other really historical value to that other than the fact that it may have been based on a real-life event. As in Atlanta, Georgia, there was a man that he just put his wife on a bus and he saw the phrase written as graffiti on the Greyhound bus wall that said, "Thank God in Greyhound she's gone." So then somewhere along the way, that turned into a song by those two fellas. Greyhound actually endorsed it. They briefly used it in their early 70s marketing campaign. That's a bold choice for 1970. Well done to that. Topped out at number 6 on the country charts, and it turned out to be one of the biggest songs and just signature songs of the great Roy Clark's career. Very underrated Roy Clark. One of the best pickers in the business, too. And this at one of the hottest points of his career as song came out September of 1970. Hee-Haw had just debuted in late 1969. So let's go, Gray.
I've made a small fortune.